Hello, HBCU baseball fans. This is Michael Coker with Black College Nines. We continue our HBCU baseball podcast series. Our podcast series covers baseball coaches and everything and anything that they do for their baseball programs. As we continue our podcast series, today we're with Kentucky State University head baseball coach Rob Henry. Rob Henry has been at the helm of Kentucky State baseball program since 2013. This past 2018 season, the Kentucky State Thoroughbreds finished the season 23-23 overall, and the program's third 20-plus wins in program history, and it was the first time since 1989. The 20-win season was the second under Henry's tenure as the head coach. Kentucky State was one game away from winning the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, better known as the SIAC, the championship conference tournament last year. They won four games in that tournament, only to lose in the conference championship for a trip to the NCAA Division II National Tournament. In his first year as the head collegiate coach, not only he led the program to wins in 12 years, but the student athletes were honored for their performance in the classroom. Kentucky State was named the 2013 All-Academic Team for having the highest grade point average in the SIAC and was in the tops in the NCAA Division II. Most impressive. Henry came to Kentucky State University from Asbury University in Kentucky, where he served as the assistant baseball coach for the 2011 season. During his time at Asbury, Henry helped the Eagles to their first Kentucky Intercollegiate Athletic Conference Tournament Championship, and they qualified for the NAIA National Tournament. Coach Henry began his college career at Kentucky Wesleyan College from 1997 to 2001, where he worked with infielders and assisted with batting techniques. He has Division I level experience, having served as associated head baseball coach at Cleveland State University from 2006 to 2011. A Lexington, Kentucky native, Kentucky State University head baseball coach Rob Henry, how are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm doing very well after that introduction. Kind of reminds me how long I've been doing this.
Well, the thing is, you've taken over a program that was, and I'm just going to put it nice and lightly, you've ever since you've come in, you've elevated the program in one way or another. Not just wins, but in recruiting and getting athletes to buy into academics. What brought this on?
I think a lot of culmination from my own experiences. You know, like you mentioned in my introduction, I've worked at a lot of different places. I've been at the Division I, Division II, NAI levels, NAI World Series three times, draft picks from there, draft picks from Cleveland State University, and along the way, you've kind of learned that character matters. You know, talent is important, but you know, character is something that trumps all, and that's one of the things we've tried to instill. We talk a lot about our values, things like selflessness and mental toughness, faith in the process, and merit, and those those concepts are important in our program, and that's kind of been a culmination of my experiences over the last 24 years as a coach.
Well, how has that brought changes to the baseball program at Kentucky State? Has the school bought into you, what you're doing? Because 20 wins is huge, especially for a Division II program and coming from the SIAC Conference, which is normally dominated with either Miles or Benedict or Albany State here lately. And it seems to me that you're on the verge of, and to be honest with you, Coach, I think that you are the surprise team for the SIAC this year. Your 23-23 last year is any indication that where your program is headed.
I would agree with that on one level, when you talk about us being on a surprise trajectory. I think on another level, if you had been around the inner workings of the program, I know, you know, you and most people listening and who hear this podcast obviously haven't been, but it's been a steady climb for us. I think every year our record or statistics has gotten progressively better. I think it's been a matter of we've had to change the culture here. When I first got here, winning was not expected. It was secondary to, you know, just making sure there were enough students here to run a program. And, you know, that wasn't enough for me when I came in. So we started really getting out and recruiting with a different vision in mind, a different purpose in mind, that we were going to win not only on the field, but off the field, in the classroom, on campus, out in the community. You know, those are important things. We talked a lot when I first got there about how I don't want people to look at it as a negative that you went to Kentucky State or that you played at Kentucky State. That was very important for me, for our student athletes to have a great experience. The administration has bought in. I've had multiple presidents and multiple athletic directors, but they've all been able to relate to the vision for what we're doing here. And then primarily, first and foremost, is that we're going to love these kids. We're going to give them a great experience. We're going to push them. We're going to stretch them. We're going to try to make them grow, make them better student athletes and better people. And, you know, like you mentioned about some of those other programs, about Benedict and what Selwyn's done over there and what Scott's doing down at Albany State and what Ty's doing at Miles and Reggie at Tuskegee and Frank down at Spring Hill and Kirby over at Payne. There's so many good coaches. It's a tough climb. There's a lot of competitiveness here now. This conference is getting better every year, and it's a blast to be part of. It's fun to be part of. We got a lot of good baseball people here, and I'm having a great time, and our guys are having a good time.
Well, with that being said, one of the things that I was most impressive was the honor students that are on your baseball program on the roster. And they, from the way I see it and from what I'm being told, and because I do my fat check, you're getting high-minded, high-performance students.
That's been a big part of the recruiting process. You know, we've really placed an emphasis on, you know, character and academic performance along with the baseball ability. And I'll be honest, when I first got here, there were times where I lost sight of that. There were times where I took chances on some guys that maybe I shouldn't have, but they were very talented. They could come in and make an immediate impact in the program. And unfortunately, the majority of those guys washed out. So I learned the hard way early on my first few years that I needed to place as much of an emphasis on character. I lost sight of that a little bit early on. So I've learned my lessons. I've grown a little bit as a coach, and we place more of a premium on those values. We do a lot more in the way of, you know, looking beyond the surface or behind the curtain, so to speak, when it comes to young men, besides just what their skills and their abilities are. And I've taken a pass on some pretty talented guys because there were some things, you know, maybe that I didn't like in their social media, or maybe I didn't like about their performance in the classroom or how they even interacted with their parents. You know, there were times where, you know, I had to make a tough decision on whether or not to recruit somebody based on those things. But I think that is part of it. I think that helps shape your culture, defines, you know, your program and who you are with the type of people that you bring in and the buy-in, like you said earlier, that you get from that.
Well, it has helped on the field because this past season, second year in a row, that you've had 20-plus win seasons, which included, and like I stated earlier, going 23-23 last year and missing the NCAA Division I tournament. And coming back this year with the start of fall ball, you just completed fall ball. What's it like, really, to be honest with me, playing in cold weather? How do you get games in when you have not only just the cold weather coming, you're dealing with it at the start of the season, but also the rainy season? How are you able to get in more than 40-plus games?
Well, we're going to travel down south. We're going to go down and we're going to open up with Voorhees on February the 9th and 10th that weekend, and then we're going to come back down and play Clark Atlanta at a non-conference weekend. We'll get four games in with them. Then we're going to try. If we can get this place dried out by February the 22nd, we're going to try to open up at home here with Peterville out of Ohio. But it's hit and miss. You know, my second year, I think we played as many games as anybody in the country, got in our full 50 and four games in the conference tournament. Last year, we were short by 10 games. We only got in 40 regular season games. So it's funny. It's it's right in the middle, right on that cusp. Some years we get warm weather in January and we're able to get outside, and then other years like this year, we're probably not going to get outside before we go down there and play 40. So we're going to have to come out of the field house, so to speak, and be able to play. But that's an understanding of what we have here that we deal with, and we make the best of it. And I got a lot of high character guys. I really do. I've got guys who can adjust, who accept it for what it is, and they're going to keep working and do everything we can to prepare and get ready and play a good Voorhees ball club down there.
Well, you mentioned about your opening the season. You have a four-game series opening February 9th and February 10th, two doubleheaders against Voorhees. But you play a tough non-conference schedule as well, which includes you have back-to-back games against Division I big-time programs in Murray State. Then you ended up playing against up-and-coming Eastern Kentucky University March 12th and March 13th. What brought on to the big boys?
Well, when I first got here, I'll tell you a little backstory behind this. In 2009, I was an assistant coach at Cleveland State University. Now, I'm from Lexington originally. I'm from around this area. My front door is 23 miles away from Kentucky State. And in 2009, Kentucky State played Eastern Kentucky and lost 49-1 in four innings. And I remember seeing the article about it. And then it came out on April the 1st. And I remember the lead of one of the stories is this is not an April Fool's joke. And I remember thinking, man, I would like to get my hands on that program and see what I can do with it. Because I know there's a lot of baseball talent around this area, Lexington, Louisville, Northern Kentucky, a lot of the outlying areas. And I had no idea I was going to wind up here. And lo and behold, 3 years later, I was being introduced as a new head coach at Kentucky State, saying, oh, wow, what have I gotten myself into here? But that's one of the measuring sticks, is we try to play some of those teams. Coach Skirkin is going to do a great job at Murray State. Coach Thompson is doing a great job at EKU. And it gives us a little bit of a chance to measure ourselves against some programs that have more in the way of resources, that maybe have more that they can do with their players, and they have more talent when you look at the analytics of it and the skills and the abilities. But you know what? We're going to go play. We're going to go see what we can do. We played Murray last year very close. I think we were ahead in the seventh inning and then got away from us late. I think we lost 8-5 against them.
True.
But we're going to see how we can measure up against those guys. Knowing that they're going to be throwing midweek guys who are probably better than my conference starters, just from a talent standpoint. I mean, they just get a different level of player than we do usually. So our job is to develop our guys as much as we can and get them to that level. And then I've got some guys who can play at those programs now. Or I've got some guys who have some tools that can play at those programs. But overall, we're going to be facing an uphill climb against them. But it gives us a chance to see, where we need to move forward. It's going to expose some weaknesses. And it's going to be one of those things where we probably take our lumps against them, but it makes us better at the end of the year, because at the end of the day, we can look at it and say, these are the kind of people we need to beat in the conference tournament. We need to beat teams as talented in Albany State and Miles and Spring Hill. Teams like that if we want to win a championship. So it's a good measuring stick for us.
Well, you shocked a lot of people last year. Not us at Black College Nines, because I've been called a baseball guru for HBCU baseball or a baseball HBCU nerd. And I saw this actually coming last year. But what was very interesting was the conference tournament, where you went and you won four games and you lost the first one, and everybody said, typical Kentucky State, one and out, one and done. And I said, nah, watch what happens. I said, there's a good chance that they will make some noise. And you won four games, and then I guess it seems that you tired out. I guess, the thing about conference tournaments is it brings out your pitching. It shows where you got to have pitching somewhere down the line, especially when you have to go through five or six games and you're going to use your starters, not only as for starting, but they're going to have to come in relief. How do you see that from the conference tournament, the championship, into 2019?
I'm sorry, did you repeat that last part again?
How do you see what happened in the championship game, and how will that take you to 2019 season?
Well, I'll, I'll answer that last part first, because as far as the 2019 season, I think you can throw eight teams in a bag and shake them all out, and any different one could win it. And that's been the fun thing about being in the tournament the last few years is I think last year, I think had things fallen our way early on, we could have won it. I think obviously Albany was definitely talented enough, as they showed. I think Miles was definitely talented enough to win it. I think Tuskegee or Benedict for the major run. There's so much good baseball in this conference, you never know. It's like the NCAA tournament. You know, I mean, whoever would have predicted Loyola or Chicago in the Final Four. But a talented program, well coached, and when you get into that tournament setting, you know, one or two breaks here and there. I mean, we had, you know, if Cam Starks doesn't make a great catch against the wall against Tuskegee, running into the fence, the base loaded and two outs, Tuskegee probably beats us that game. You know, so it's a play here, it's a break there that makes all the difference in the world. But I think when you look at the 2018 run, man, what a story. I mean, I certainly wouldn't draw it up that way, you know, looking into it from game one moving forward, but looking back on it, I wouldn't draw it up any differently now. What a great story and what awesome things came from that. So it was a blast. It was unlike anything I've ever experienced. And, you know, I thank those guys for taking us on that ride. It was phenomenal.
Well, it's what's leading to where we are heading into the 2019 season. I actually see you guys sitting at the top of the conference. I'm basing this upon what you've done in the recruiting, not just what happened last year, but also I see the fact that and you're correct, the SIAC is every year it's whoever gets hot, but I think that the SIAC is heading as to where certain teams, including Kentucky State, once you jump out at the beginning of the season, I don't think you're going to be looking back.
Yeah, I think we've got a chance to have a really good year this year. I really do. I think we've got a chance to finally break that 500 threshold, maybe get to 30 wins. And I look at my starting lineup, and I look and see there's not a lot of accolades. I think there were two people mentioned on the preseason elite team, and Cam Starks and Jordan Ransom. I look at last year, Jay Poulard, our starting right fielder, made the all-conference tournament team last year. But, you know, you look around my field and behind the plate, you've got Brian Wilson, you know, steady Eddie. He's been a starter for 3 years. He's a leader with his actions, what he does in practice, what he does on the field. He's a steady influence. And with our pitching staff, you look at Thompson at first base. My goodness, you talk about somebody who may be ready to have a breakout year. He had 6 home runs and about 79 at-bats last year. So let's say he gets double those at-bats, you know, what kind of production is he going to get for us? Second base, we've got a little bit of competition over there with a couple of freshmen and an incoming transfer who can all play. Just got to see who's going to get hot at shortstop. You've got Russ Sims, who's been a 3-year starter for me. Hit 311 last year with some power. Good defender there. And again, just another one of those steady guys who day in and day out is going to give you a great performance. Third base will probably be Artie Santelmo to start out with, a senior who 2 years ago was our starting first baseman. Our guy got hurt and did a great job over there for us. Then in left field, my goodness, we've got as good an outfield maybe as anybody else in the conference. You got Cam Starks, who's first teamer the last 2 years in a row. You've got Jordan Ransom, who hit 8 home runs last year and is a potential draft pick. And you've got Jay Poulard, who hit over 300 with a bunch of doubles and a couple of home runs last year. He's been a 3-year starter, so. You know, you look around the field at what we're going to put out there in our lineup and what we can do defensively. We should put up, you know, substantial number of runs. We put up about 7.2 runs per game last year. I think we can do better than that again this year. Then on the mound, we've got Joe Crisp, who, if you'd followed our tournament last year, you would have seen he threw, I think it was 17 innings in relief over the course of 4 games in 3 days.
Yes.
Or 4 days. And, I mean, you just talk about, lights out. I mean, this guy is as big a competitor as he gets, big a bulldog as he gets on the mound, never ever wants the ball taken from his hand. And I don't blame him. I don't want to take it away from him because he gives everything he's got. He's as big-hearted a player as we've had. as I've had personally in a long time. But the funny thing about it is I got some other guys like him too. You know, Shea Butler last year. You know, and we'll talk about him in a minute and what he did. But our pitching staff's going to have Joe. It's going to have Dom Lawson back, who won four games as a freshman last year. We have a couple of junior college transfers who are going to come in and immediately impact us with Greg Ty and Brady Bibbs. Jacob Kelly, once he fully gets healthy, hopefully in mid-March, he's starting to really get going again. Tanaeus Johnson and Solomon Reed. And we've got more pitching than we had last year. And last year, if you had told me that we would lose two of our conference starters from the first weekend, but we would still go and make the finals of the conference tournament, I would have said that'd be a really tall order. But we did it last year, and it was pretty amazing. I think it's setting us up for a very nice 2019, you know, as long as I can keep from, you know, getting in their way.
Well, Coach, I do see some things for Kentucky State. And I don't mean to put you on the spot or want to upset the other conference coaches in the SIAC, but you think you can take it in 2019?
I do. I think we can take it. I think Albany can take it. I think Miles can take it. I think Spring Hill can take it. I think a lot of people can take it.
Well, you said that earlier, but what do you think about Kentucky State?
I think we've got as good a shot as anybody. I think we've got a lot of experience around the field. Again, I got senior behind the plate, senior at third, senior at short, sophomore starter, you know, from last year as a freshman at first base. I got senior in right, senior in center, senior in left. We're very experienced. My number one on the mound is a senior. So I think we set up nicely to handle adversity. I think we set up nicely to hopefully handle some success, too. And you know that, you know, praise and poison can both be just as deadly if you swallow either of them. So hopefully we don't do that. Hopefully the nice things that people are saying and writing about us, you know, don't cost us our humility. You know, and hopefully we keep that humble nature, because there's a lot of good people here. And just as soon as somebody starts to put you on a pedestal, they're looking to knock you off. So we're trying to, you know, we're just trying to stay humble and go about our business every day, knowing there's a lot of good programs and a lot of really good coaches in this conference. You're not going to give me the, you know, give anybody any bulletin board material. There's plenty of reason already for people to want to knock it off. I'm not going to give anything else. But I think we can win it. I think you ask Scott the same thing at Albany, he's going to tell you he can win it. You ask Ty the same thing at Miles, he's going to tell you that he can win it. Reggie at Tuskegee, any of those guys. Going to tell you that they're anything as a coach. They're going to tell you that, you know, deep down inside they believe they can win it as well. And you better believe they're getting their kids to believe that as well. And, you know, we're gonna see how we handle that, because we're not going to sneak up on people, you know, like some people think we did last year. We're going to be one of those people that people look to knock off because of what we did last year. Not because of anything special that I've done, because what our kids did in that tournament, people are looking at that. People are looking to say, okay, Kentucky State has shown that they can compete at the highest level of this conference. That's somebody else that we've got to look out for now. Maybe that hadn't been the way, you know, that way in the past, but it's been coming. We're you know, moving in the right direction, and hopefully we continue that. 2 years ago, we finished third. Last year, we finished second. Hopefully we continue that, and we finish first this year. There's going to be a heck of a lot of competition to get there for sure.
I'm glad you were able to talk about and give credit to where credit was due to the other coaches within the conference. But as we start winding down this podcast, you're a scout for the Kansas City Royals, but more impressively, you wrote two articles for College Baseball in 2006 and Coaching Digest in 2011. Any thoughts on you putting anything else out there about maybe the Kentucky State baseball program, about the Thoroughbreds, or any other college publications for baseball in the future?
I've thought about it. And what's interesting about that question is how much the game has changed in the last 12 to 15 years with the advent of social media. You know, in 2006, you know, compared to today, the internet was not in its infancy, but we were still figuring out what this whole deal is. And now all of a sudden with things like Instagram and Twitter and, you know, Facebook and the way that you can network so quickly, it's interesting how that's changed. You can put a lot more out there in a short period of time, but, you know, I've been here 7 years, and as I look around, I'm all of a sudden, I'm the longest tenured head coach in this division, other than Frankie down at Spring Hill. you know, but Spring Hill just joined the conference. So, you know, I look back, and in this division, it's been me. Reggie's been at Tuskegee for a while now, but you've got new guys at Lane and LeMoyne Owen. You've got Spring Hill new in the conference. You've got Stillman out of the conference. And then over in the other division, the longest-tenured guys at their schools are Kirby and Selwyn, been here longer than me. So all of a sudden, 7 years, I'm one of the longest-tenured guys. I'm one of the graybeards in the conference all of a sudden. You know, kind of like, how did this happen? But it's been a blast here. You know, there's been a lot of trials and tribulations like there are in any small college. And I don't care where you are and how good your situation is. There's a lot of interesting stories. There's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that people don't recognize. And it kind of leads back to the fact that, you know, you talked about this being a surprise run last year. But if you were on the inside, you could see the building blocks taking shape. You could also see the stumbling blocks that were in the way. You know, losing two conference starters, was a big setback, but how we managed to overcome that makes for a really good story. And sometime when you and I have time, if we happen to ever do another one of these, or if we ever get a chance to sit down and talk sometime, I'll really tell you the story of that 2018 conference tournament. It's a good one. A lot of character to it, and a lot of fun behind those 4 days in May that I'll never forget for sure. But yeah, I would love to do something like that again. Absolutely.
Now we have something to build off of. And Coach, Rob Henry, I appreciate you coming on board and allowing us to get you to open up about your program. You as a coach, you as the person, you that's leading a program. And like you said, there will be other times. We will not end on this note. Coach, I thank you. And I thank you and for able to come aboard, because we had a good conversation last week, and I wanted to reach out to you, and it seems to me like it was fitting to end up speaking with Coach Rob Henry from Kentucky State University, the baseball program.
I appreciate that. If I can just say one thing real quick, I appreciate everything that you and everybody else at Black College Nines do to help elevate HBCU baseball. And you guys are the unsung heroes that help get us and our guys a lot of well-deserved attention, especially our players. And I just want to express my appreciation to you and to everybody else there for the articles, the research, the fact-checking, everything that you guys tirelessly put out there. It little or no recognition, I'd certainly like to give you guys a standing ovation as well, because that's huge for me. It means a lot to me personally. I know it means a lot to our players. Just want to thank you guys for everything that you all do as well, too.
As I've always said to every baseball coach that we do a podcast with, you put the product on the field and we will report it. Coach, God bless you and God keep you.
God bless you. Thank you as well, Michael. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. We will talk.